Shalom, this is Rabbi Yavi Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. The Shir is on the Sech HaSukkah Daf Ches, and the topic is going to be Tzchach, pretty shady business. The background or the basis for our Shir today comes from a Gemara which is mentioned on the top of Esmond Days, and the Gemara tells us the following. Tana Rabbanan, it was taught in the Braisa. Sukkahs Ganbach, or Ganbach, as it likes to go ahead and abbreviate it. These type of sukkahs are Ganbach. What are Ganbach? So Gemara says, Sukkahs Goyim, Sukkah made by Goyim, Sukkahs Noshim, Sukkah made by women, Sukkahs Behema, Sukkah made for Behema, Sukkahs Kusim, Sukkah that was made by Kusim, who we know have a status of not being Jews, plus Sukkah Mikol Mokom, Kishera, and any type of sukkah is kosher, as long as it has proper schach. So my kihel chasav, what exactly does kihel chasav mean, that is proper schach? So amrav chistav hu sha'asal the tzel sukkah, that the schach was put on for giving shade for the sukkah. So we see that these four types of sukkahs, plus what they call sukkah mikol makom, which the Gemara is going to later say includes another category called Ravkash. The Gemara is going to later on bring a different version and saying Ravkash is Ravkash plus another type, which the Gemara says is this Ganbach over here is going to be kosher. And the Gemara is going to, on the bottom, list the different Chiddush of and the reason why each particular Braisa mentioned one as a main part and one as a subordinate part. But the point is, we say that if all these things, as long as the schach was put on kehalacha, it's going to be kosher. And what do we say kehalacha means? It means letzel sukkah. Question is, what does this term letzel sukkah mean? There are several approaches brought down by the Rishonim, which will hopefully give us some very interesting insights into the sukkah. Let's get a little unconventional and use the Rambam first. You know, usually the first place we go to is Rashi, but here I want to go to the Rambam first for two reasons. One is because the Netziv actually says the Rambam is closest to simple shot of all the Rishonim. But besides that, not being altruistic, it's the one that I think helps the progression of the Shir work the best. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam writes in Perek Hey Halacha Tes. Sukkah Shenesis Ke Halacha Ke Ilchasa Mikol Mokam Kishera Af Alpi Shalom Naaseh L'Shem Mitzvah. That a sukkah that was made properly is kosher, even though it wasn't made for the purpose of the mitzvah. V'hu sha'asuya l'kigon v'tzel. It says it was made for shade. Kigon sukkas akum, sukkas behima v'choka yotzi behem. Aval, but sukkah shanaseis mi'aleha. A sukkah that just appears automatically is puzzle. Why? L'fi shlo naseis l'tzel. What's the Rambam telling us? The Rambam's telling us a halakha that you actually have to make a sukkah by placing the schaf on the sukkah, as opposed to like digging out a small hole in a haystack to make one of these type of sukkahs. When the Gemara says, Vusha sa'al tzel, it means, literally, you made it for tzel. You put the schach on for tzel, as opposed to digging through it and having the schach come on automatically. This is based on the idea of ta'asev alom en asui, which the Gemara will be learning in a couple of lot what it means, and it tells you you have to make a sukkah and place the schach on, and you can't sit in a sukkah that was quote-unquote made by itself. So that's what the Rambam says it means. A sa'al, a tzel sukkah, means you actually made it for tzel, as opposed to it forming by itself. Rashi has a very different explanation, and we'll first read Rashi, translate it, and then go into what Rashi means. Rashi says, Haikel chasa de ka'amar hu. What does it mean when it says, what does it mean when it says kehel chasav? Is shemusukeches yotzeh, that it has a nice amount of schach, demucha milsa, that it becomes known, or it's understood, sheaseyosa harishona, that placing the schach on it from the start, letzel haisa, it was for the purpose of providing shade, velo letznios ba'alma, not for just giving some type of privacy. What's the idea? So we see that there are two, we say that there are really two reasons why one would place chach on the roof of one of these huts. The first reason is tznius or privacy, that people don't look in from on top. And the second is for shade. Now, why a person is placing the chach on the sukkah is crucial to determining whether the sukkah is kosher. If it's made for tznius, it's not valid. If it's made for tzel or shade, it is valid. Why the stress on tzel? So Rashi explains this based on the pasuk which we quoted earlier on Daf Beis, the sukkah tiyel tzel yoma mechorev. Sukkah is going to be for shade during the day from the heat. So we see that the definition of sukkah or schach, well, kind of like this. Sukkah, which Rashi says is defined by the schach, it's there to provide protection and giving shade from the heat. What does this mean practically? In other words, what's the difference between a sukkah that was covered with shem tznius and a sukkah that was covered with shem tzel? So the Aruch Lener explains that it really has to do with the amount. Sukkah that was made for tznius doesn't have enough schach to provide more shade than some. It was just there so people don't look in from above. And you have to remember, we're not talking about necessarily a sukkah like we have, which usually you have somewhere between 8 to 10 feet high. It could be anything higher than 10 fachim, which is around 3.5 feet. So yeah, somebody can walk over and look over into the roof and see what's going on over there. So that's why you cover the top. But a sukkah that was made the shein tzel has enough schach to provide more shade than sunlight. So this understanding, though, as the Aruch Haner, leads us to a question. The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph tells us, V'shechamasa meruba mitzilasa is possible automatically, or memela. That when you have schach, and the schach is not enough to provide more shade than sunlight, such as the case in the Mishnah where it says that because of the lack of schach, the lack of the amount of schach, there's more sunlight on the ground than the shade, the sukkah is possible. So therefore, why not just say, according to Rashi, that it has chamasa meruba mitzilasa? Why are we going through the principles of tzel and tznius? So the Aruch Haner explains that Rashi is telling us a chiddush. The chiddush being the following. Let's say a person places chach on top of a sukkah, not the shein tzel, but the shein tznius. He then goes and changes his mind and decides to place more chach on the shein tzel. After taking a look at what you have on top, let's say, for argument's sake, 70% of the chach was placed on the sukkah for tzel, and 30 was placed on the sukkah for tznius. Rashi would say that this sukkah is no good. The reason, and here's the chiddush, that schach placed on a sukkah, not l'shem tzel, but rather l'shem tznius, has a din of schach pasul. It may fit all the qualifications, growing from the ground, detached, and not mekabel tumah. Yet placing it on the sukkah, not l'shem tzel, gives it a shem of schach pasul. The nafka mina, of course, being whether it's schach pasul or not, is being the case we just discussed. In order to have such a sukkah, where you had part of the schach placed on the top l'shem tznius and the rest l'shem tzel to be considered kosher, you need to have a shear of tzilasa meruba mechamasa that was placed l'shem tzel, or else the sukkah is no good. The reason why Rashi mentions the word l'shem tznius and not chamasa meruba is to teach us this chiddush. That schach placed on a roof of a sukkah, l'shem tznius, is the equivalent of placing metal bars, or schach that's mekabel tumah. So that's why the Aruch Haner says Rashi is using the parameters of l'shem tzel versus l'shem tznius, as opposed to the simple chamasa meruba metzilasa to tzilasa meruba mechamasa. We see that the Rambam here has a different understanding of l'shem tzel than Rashi. Well, Rashi says that the halakha is more an idea of intention, l'shem tzel versus l'shem tznius. The Rambam will say that it's totally within the realm of asiya or action. Meaning, according to the Rambam, l'shem tzel is defined by performing an action, as opposed to describing the purpose of your action. One might suggest that Rashi is taking the Rambam one step further. Not only do we have to have an action or placing it on a ta'aseh, but it also has to be a ta'aseh l'shem schach, l'shem tzel, as opposed to just stam in asiya. Now, there are other understandings of this term, b'husha asa'a l'shem l'tzel sukkah. One is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who's called in the Rosh, writes, Rabbeinu Tam pirish, she'asa'a l'tzel, that you made it for shade, v'lo me'uva, not so thick, l'hage min amatar, to protect the entire sukkah from rain. Similarly, sukkah's ravkash, So not just the sukkahs gambach that we're talking about, but the sukkahs of a ravkash, which are rowan, kayotzin, borgenin, shemar peros, kusheva. So what does asol itzel mean, according to the Rabbeinu Tam? That the roof is made for shade as opposed to a roof. How does one define the difference of it being for shade versus a roof? We look at the thickness. If the roof of the sukkah is so thick that it wouldn't let water penetrate the sukkah, then these sukkahs ganvach are pasul. If the roof is not as thick, then the sukkah is kosher. The question that several Afronim ask on the Rabbeinu Tam is similar to what was asked on Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, in other places, including the Torah and Siman Tafrei Shlamet Aleph, says that such a thick roof passes a sukkah. Normally, even if it's not a sukkah's ganva or a sukkah's garafash. So what then would the Gemara be doing citing this as a psul in the case of ganva exclusively, when it's actually a psul in all different kinds of sukkah? So the Bach explains that there's a difference. A sukkah made by Yisrael for sukkahs that has too much schach is not the same as a sukkah's ravkash and a sukkah's ganvach that has too much schach. In the first case, we look at the sukkah as being a sukkah that has an external psul of invalid schach that was placed on it. The ravkash and ganvach that have too much schach are looked as a base dira, a house, and not a sukkah. What's the difference? The difference is the following. What happens if you took off enough schach to keep the schach on top, enough to provide shade or tzel, but less of an amount to allow water to penetrate inside the sukkah when it rains? So if we're dealing with a sukkah that a Jew built, a normal sukkah with too much schach, then we can say we have a sukkah kshera with too much schach. By taking away the extra schach, we're left with a normal kosher sukkah. In the second case, since the structure that was built is not looked as a sukkah, but as a base dira, taking off the extra schach won't help. The Rav explains how this works. And the Rav writes in Rishimo Shiurim, the Yesod Achiluku, and the basis of the difference is as following. Dehovil v'asa'a kemin bayis. Since you made it like a house, nikba'a bistama, it's simply said, is a dira l'chol ashana, as a house. V'lo l'shem arai. But not a temporary dwelling to cover shade, to cover as a purpose for shade for sukkahs. Biram, hapsul shel me'uva kemin bayis, toli b'machshav l'shem tzel. But this psul of me'uva kemin bayis depends on the machshava, or the intention of the person of putting on tzel. Sukkahs ganvach shenasa b'li kavana l'schach psula. A sukkahs ganvach that was not made for the purpose of sukkah, but it was there. It's possible, why? Because the actual object brings forth to us that it's a permanent structure. Meidach, opposite. When Yisrael made it for the Yontif, there's a concept of lishma behind it. Again, as we'll see, not the same type of lishma that Beishami is going to require. But there's a purpose, there's an idea, there's a semblance of making it for the mitzvah. And this intention of making it lishma for a sukkah, kovas is hechsher a sukkah lemitzvah, establishes it as a sukkah kosher. Halishma shel Yisrael l'shem mitzvah, the designation of the Yisrael making the sukkah for a mitzvah, mafkias etzem kiviyas haschach hameuva kimin bayis, removes the permanence of a schach with such a permanence of a sukkah with such thick schach, like it's a house. Melios dira l'chol ashana, the kovas is a sukkah l'mitzvah schach, and it establishes the sukkah for the mitzvah. U'lefichach kasher, and that's why it's going to be kasher. Of course, only if you remove it. So again, to summarize, it all depends. If it's built as a sukkah, we can simply look as the too much schach as just being a sukkah with too much schach. The correction, you take off the schach. But if it's built for another purpose with too much schach, we're going to have to say that it wasn't built as a sukkah, it was built as a house. And taking off all the schach, or taking off the extra schach, is not going to help it. You'd have to take off everything. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam means when it was made for a sukkah, for tzel, as opposed to me'uva kemin bayis. Because if you make a me'uva kemin bayis, the chiddush of the Bach and the Rav are explaining is that it removes it from the category of sukkah completely and turns it into a bayis. Final shita that I want to bring down is the shita of the Ra'ah, who writes, This is Lafukim in Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai, who we're going to see a little bit later on in the Gemara, Bezer Hashem says, that a sukkah must be built l'shem hachag. Literally, it has to be l'shem, like we say by matzah, l'shem matzah mitzvah. You have to say l'shem mitzvah sukkah. And stam tzel wouldn't be sufficient. This is a discussion. So this is a discussion that we covered on later on in the parak. Incidentally, Rashi alludes to this as well. As he says, dafagav, the sukkah l'shem hachag lo b'inun, that a sukkah made for the purpose of sukkahs you don't need, l'shem sukkah, you need it still be made for a sukkah. And it's considered to be made as a sukkah when you make it for shade. There's an interesting nafkamina that can be understood from the following discussion that's brought down in the Rishima Shiurim with this halacha of the Ra'ah, who says that our Gemara is clearly saying we don't follow Beit Shammai. What will be the difference? So, the Rishim HaShiurim refers us to a Tosfos in Maseches Gittin. In Maseches Gittin, they bring down a Tosfos that says that a woman is not allowed to tie a lulav together and not allowed to make tzitzis. Why? And I'll give you the quote. Kevadeina mitzuvah b'mitzvasan. Since she's not commanded in their mitzvah, kemo she'ina kosev estam b'nei she'inim b'mitzvas kashira. For the same reason why a woman can't write a sefer Torah, because, or to write for tefillin for sure, because she's not subject to the mitzvah of tefillin. Umakshim alav atosos, and tosos ask on the Shabinu Tam. Same kain, sukkas noshim malama kashera. Why is a sukkah that was made by women kosher? Alo gam besukkah ina mitzvos, mitzvahs. She's not mitzvahs. She's also not commanded in sukkah. Okay, so we're talking about over here, this idea of the Shema. We're saying that as far as writing tefillin and tying tzitzis, since a woman is not mechuyevah, she can't do it. But as far from our Gemara, as far as building such a sukkah, that would be okay. So the answer that Tosfos gives is explained by the Rav. There are two levels that we're speaking about. Stam requires a special lishma to give us a definition of an article of stam. You can't just write a tefillin or a sefer Torah and make it, or have it treated as a sefer Torah or tefillin. There has to be that intention of lishma to elevate it in kedusha. By sukkah, we just require that the tzchach is placed on the tzil, because otherwise it's not tzchach. However, you need to put the schach on the shem tzel, because otherwise it's not schach. Meaning, schach by definition provides tzel. If you're not putting it for tzel, it's not schach. Since the requirement of shem is different over here, we don't need to elevate it and make it a chetz shel mitzvah. We just have to put it in a situation where it's going to serve the role of the mitzvah. We can distinguish between the bar chiyuva and the non-bar chiyuva. Since by shlistam, we require the extra level of lishma, we need a bar chiyuva. Since by sukkah, it's just a practical thing, that we need the schach to be there for tzel, then anybody could have ordered it on. This will only work according to understanding of the husha sa'al l'shem tzel, and not l'shem mitzvahs beis shami held. And this will fit in with the understanding of the ra'ah. So based on this, we see, because the ra'ah says that we're following tzel, and not beis shami, this is why, according to many poskim, including Rav Moshe, a woman could put tzchach on the sukkah. Now, what's the halacha? So, just read from the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Sukkah v'pish lo nasis l'shem mitzvah kishera v'hu." Look what it says: "She'asuy l'tzel kion sukkas akum noshim behema kusim roim kayotzim burganim shomer yisados aval sukkah shenasis mi'aleha psula l'pish lo nasis." L'tzel. So it seems to be implying pretty much we're putting in everything that we have over here. Again, while the Mechaber is not mentioning the Sheitah of Rabbeinu Tam, could be that he does allude to it too. But look what we have. We have tzel. That's Rashi. And in a way, that's also the Ra'ah, because it's tzel and not mitzvah. And we have the Rambam also. It says, Sukkah Nasis Mi'aleh is possible. And the Mishnah Berurah just explains, Da'afagav Sukkah L'Shem Chag Lo Be'inan. Yeah, even though you don't need it l'shem chag, like Beis Shammai, l'shem sukkah be'inan, you still need to make it as a sukkah, d'chsiv chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh, kolomar, meaning, ta'aseh l'shem sukkah l'hagin tachas tzila, so that it should protect under its shade, the b'shvil tzil hu mikri sukkah, she'sochechas menachorit. Because why? Sukkah is made for shade that protects you from the heat. U'lafukein, to exclude the case, im oso asol etznias ba'alma, if you're just making it for privacy, lishtami shram lefamim, to use it there sometimes, shalayur so, so that they don't see it. Ola durba kol ashana, ola otsar, or to live all year. So look at this. We have Rashi, we have the Ra'ah, we have the Rambam, and now we have also Rabbeinu Tam. Dezeh ina bichlal sukkah. How do we know that the sukkah was made the shem tzeil? To protect us from the heat and not privacy. So we say, if we see that it is covered nicely, that you don't make it in the way that just for simple privacy, it's understood that its original making was for shade. The idea that was also mentioned in the Aruch HaNer, and see this, how beautifully this Mishnah Berurah ties things off. So we see that again, Tzrach has to be put on the Shem Tzeil, the implications we have if it's not, and how it defines itself versus whether we're dealing with Sukkah's Gan Bachar Rav Kash versus a regular Sukkah. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day.